Hi, everyone. I'm Gene Nichols, and thanks so much for tuning into another edition of Community Roundup. You know, we come to you every weekend from the KNews studios at Alpha Media. We are welcoming back to our microphones once again Dr. Jenna LeCount-Heinle, the Chief Executive Officer of HARC, the Health Assessment and Research for Communities here in the Coachella Valley. The last time we spoke with Dr. Jenna, we were talking about a very serious issue, suicide and suicide prevention. This time around, equally as serious, breast cancer. Dr. Jenna, welcome to our microphones.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Jane.
We had some very sobering statistics when we discussed suicide and suicide prevention recently on this very program. Now we're talking about breast cancer, of course, and October being National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And the statistics you have on breast cancer here in the desert, pretty bad as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Although, fortunately, we are very lucky to have some great treatment and some great support systems here. But it is very common here in our region.
Skin cancer, we shouldn't be surprised that that is the preeminent form of cancer that we see out here, should we?
It's true. Across the country, the two most common types of cancer are typically breast cancer and prostate cancer. And for us, that's number two and number three because skin cancer outranks them all. It's such a beautiful day most days out here, and there's so much great stuff to do outside that many people forget to wear sunscreen. And because of that, we have such high rates of skin cancer.
We at least have an idea on things we can do to give ourselves a good chance of fending off skin cancer, but we don't seem to have those same kind of precautions when it comes to breast cancer, or do we?
Well, you know, there's some ties certainly to lifestyle. Things like maintaining a healthy weight, eating well, and exercising regularly can definitely lower your chances of having cancer. But a big part of cancer really is genetic, and it really is a random selection. So because of that, because of the fact that anyone can get cancer and anyone can get breast cancer, it's very important to do regular screening because if you catch it early, you can do treatment that's typically much less invasive and much more likely to successfully get rid of the cancer and improve your quality of life.
And Dr. Jenna, the complexity in general of a woman's reproductive system is really what puts them at a much higher risk of breast cancer than men, even though men can get it.
Exactly. So you bring up a great point. Men can get breast cancer, and any time that anyone has any sensitivity or feels any lumps in their chest or, you know, going over into the armpit center where there's some lymph nodes, that should get checked out. But women, because of the breast and because of all the inner workings of the milk ducts and such, do have a much higher chance of experiencing breast cancer. And so they have developed clinical breast exams as well as mammograms to really try to help do some early screening for women.
Do we have percentages on people that may be impacted or the potential to be impacted by breast cancer out here?
We do. Since it is the second most common type of cancer, that's about 21% of people who've been diagnosed with cancer have been diagnosed with breast cancer specifically, which is a large number. That's almost 7,000 local adults who've had breast cancer. So this is not a small group that we're talking about here.
We do have good news, though, I'm sure, when it comes to women going for mammograms, which we keep hearing about, and sometimes we get conflicting reports. So set us straight. How many folks are getting mammograms, and should they be?
That is always the challenge. You know, in terms of medicine, they're just continually learning, right? So before you know it, it's a different recommendation. But generally speaking, most medical professionals agree that women over age 40, some of the recommendations say over age 50, really should be receiving mammograms at least every other year.
Every other year, okay.
Yes, and if they're at high risk, they really should be receiving them every year. We're fortunate that most of the females in this valley who are of that age, who are 40 and over, have been getting their mammograms. About 93% have received a mammogram, and most of those women, about 83%, have received one within the past 2 years, which is consistent with those medical recommendations, and that's really encouraging. Those women are likely on top of their health care, and they are going to catch any irregularities early and quickly and be able to get into treatment right away.
Generally speaking, doctor, do we look at mammograms as being something that's covered by insurance? Is it considered a preventative measure in which there's no cost involved? Is it expensive? Give us a rundown on if mammograms are as accessible to people as we think they are.
That's a really good point. So typically, if you have insurance, it should be covered. And for those who remain uninsured, there's some great resources out there as well. One of our favorite partners here in the desert is Desert Cancer Foundation, and they are a great organization that helps support people with all types of cancer, not just breast cancer, but all types of cancer, to be able to afford their treatment, because even if you do have insurance, it can get really costly. And they also have some programs where they provide free breast cancer screening for all, essentially. So there's screening for uninsured women with breast cancer and a fund set aside specifically for that, so that even if you don't have insurance, you can absolutely still get screened free of charge.
And there's good news, too, because other friends of ours out here with Gilda's Club, they've changed their name, but they're still providing the same kind of support that they have for years out here.
They are, yes. So their new name is Cancer Partners, which I think really reflects the fact that they want to be a support partner for people with cancer and their families. And so they have some amazing programs, too. They offer completely free, no-cost programs meant to really support emotionally and psychologically. So they do support groups. There's mind-body stress reduction classes. They have a whole library full of resources. They have some great lectures there, too, and some nutrition lectures to talk about how to maintain the best health you can while you have cancer. And what I've been really impressed with, too, is their programs that they have to support caregivers, because often somebody who's caring for someone with cancer really needs support on their end, too, because it can be so stressful and so heartbreaking.
It is, and not just cancer. Of course, we're talking about cancer specifically here, but in general, I mean, caregivers, I've known people who've taken care of people with Alzheimer's and people with Parkinson's, and that is emotionally and physically draining on the caretaker as well.
It absolutely is, and there's this thought that many caregivers really end up not taking good care of themselves because they're so wrapped up in caring for others. And we actually have about 14% of our Coachella Valley adults in this region are caregivers that provide unpaid care or assistance to family members or friends with health conditions or long-term illness or disability. So that's a lot. That's nearly 42,000 people are caregivers. And we really do need to have support systems in place to help them, because often it becomes pretty much a full-time job.
We are talking with Dr. Jenna LeCount-Heinle, the Chief Executive Officer of HARC, Health Assessment and Research for Communities out here in the Coachella Valley. Earlier in our conversation, Doctor, you had mentioned maintaining a proper weight, at least giving yourself a fighting chance to fend off cancer. Any idea about exercise and or eating? Can we go a long way eating better and exercising somewhat to try to fend off cancer?
I think so. You know, it's amazing to me, essentially maintaining a healthy lifestyle, how that impacts nearly every single type of disease, cancer included. You have such a better chance of living a long, healthy life, free from all of these major health conditions, if you are exercising regularly and keeping your weight at a good weight and eating a really healthy diet, whether that's low sugar or not. I can't speak to that. I know they're doing a lot of great research, but really emphasizing the fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, that kind of thing.
So my idea of sitting on the couch, drinking a can of beer, which I consider to be liquid bread, is probably not the lifestyle of the, of the anti-cancer groups.
Well, yeah, probably not, although my personal opinion is everything in moderation. So, you know, as long as you don't do that every single day, all day, I'd say it's good.
Okay, well, cheers to that then. Give us a way that they can contact your office or the HARC folks overall if folks are looking for more statistics and information on some of what we've just discussed.
Absolutely. You can visit our website at www.harcdata.org. That's HARCDATA.org.
And if they go to that website, they'll get some of the resources that we've discussed here as well and directed to people who may be able to help them with their situation or help them find some assistance going forward if they are, in fact, battling some type of cancer, especially breast cancer at this time.
Absolutely. And, you know, like we discussed, we're really fortunate that here in the desert, we have so many great organizations. There's great health institutes that are providing screening and treatment, even if you don't have insurance. And there's so many great nonprofits that are here to support people as well. It's a terrible thing to be diagnosed with cancer, any type of cancer, but at least we live in a place that has some great resources.
Folks, keep the eyes peeled, because if you see or feel anything that's out of the ordinary or different from what you've experienced in the past, don't wait. Contact somebody immediately and go forward and get the best treatment you can for the situation. It may be nothing, but at least we want to find out if it's nothing before we make that assessment on our own, right?
That is a really good point, Jane. You do not want to wait. And you are really the front line of detection, right? Because you know your body, you live in it every day. And if something's not right, you'll be the first one to know. And so alerting your healthcare provider to that is so critically important.
Dr. Jenna LeCount-Heinle has been my guest. She's the Chief Executive Officer of HARC Health Assessment and Research for Communities. And she's got some great information for us regarding breast cancer. And we appreciate her joining us. Doctor, great to talk with you always. And we'll pick another topical issue and we'll discuss that again hopefully very soon and give folks information that maybe in some ways could be life-saving. Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. Thank you so much, Gene.
Great to have you with us. I'm Gene Nichols. This is Community Roundup.